Seven Shunar Vipsachim.
Ragdon Lichley, Ragdon Lichley, like that. Right. It's space up. So, Lichley, the Sigma Simeon Lichley, the Lorraine Lichley, the Yadi Ponderage, the Yopoly Sakai. So, Ragdon is not the same, and the Sigma Simeon is not the same. Now there is a machlokes of opinion, the Shem and Yad and Kodesh, which one is referred to. Now, Rashi says, Shem and Yad and Afravdom Kodesh, Shem Kir Shesavir Seich Lachir of Shik Kiv Asis and Ski Akone, Mikta from the Skap of the Milo, the Akone Kish of the Milo, the Machal Nichmas and Seich of the Nech. But, then, now let's see what Rashbam says. Rashbam, Kodesh of the Milo, Shem and Achir, נשיג לסיבים רב שני יסיד שהרי בימין היו צורך להכת עכשיו מי נשיג לסיד את תאמס וואי נשיג לסיבים רב שני יסיד בקוד בימין היו צורך להכת שמו יעדים אחרד גם כל שמתייך שתבוא לסיבו אחרי לו שתוקים ועשים שיעקון את ניתח נשכת לו למיילו ניקון את פרישו מיילו מה אתם יכולים לסיג לדינה כך תראה שאני שואל גיטה שם המיילו סמכה להי ולעשים סיבים so according to Rashi that שם יעד מקום לבנשת, סכונת, relates to Pragdan, so it should be mentioned right after Pragdan, not after his sin. So because the Rabbi Seinu, Piyoshu, שם יעד מקום לבנשת, לבנשת הווה על דרך סבימי, ואין את החקים בשל סנקות ומאילות, כי שמעתי כבר פיומי, וכל את דייה מייך להר, היא סכונת, שאיך הוא ממש נכנוס לדרך הבנשת. וכך נראה בעיניי, תעשי בסימים קודם, ומסם חלבי, So there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashbam, whether the Sakone is reference to Pragdon, according to Rashi is reference to Pragdon, and according to Rashbam it is reference to Sibisimim. I discussed it with a number of doctors, and they all told me, all of them, without any exception, that they have many cases of Pragdon whose life became in danger as a result of eating Pragdon. But they don't know of any statistics in regard to eating albumin. That they don't know. But Pragdon, they have many, many cases. Alright. Now, Isho is a bylo with bylo hesed. Why is Isho a bylo? So again, there are two shot. Isho is a bylo hesed. With the name is bylo kufo. So that's one shot. Why stammy woman does not require hesed? Because with the name is bylo. Name is Bible. So because the name is Bible, so it's not Derech, because the Seve is an expression of Chayim. So apparently, it was the Derech of men Mecherim to be Meisiv, but not of women Bnei Mecherim. Or you can say that you want to go into them, all right, if you want to say that. But that's the Messias, that it's not a Derech. Chayrus of women to be made. So Mimele, it's not the expression of Chayrus. So it's not the Pshatis, his name is Bailo Ufole. So in other words, out of respect to the husband, she's not allowed to be made. There is no Isa in a woman to be made. Seems that Mimele is Bailo. So she's Ufole to the husband. So Mimele, it's not the Chayrus for a woman to be made. If it's not in the Achilles for a woman to be Meisiv, so there is no mitzvah in the Meisiv. Meisiv is a mitzvah, Seifi is a mitzvah because it's an expression of Achilles. And even the Rishonim who disagree with the Rav Yoh. Now the Rav Yoh says that Bizman Hazeh, that it's not the Derech of the Achilles to be Meisiv, you can see, I mean, that kings and princes should be Meisiv. So in Meile, there is no Aloha for Seifi altogether, according to Rav Yoh. And the Rishonim were Achilik and the Rav Yoh. So the Rishonim were Achilik and the Rav Yoh, so they hold that he is much as in old Deiras, it was a Derech Chayrus to be Meisiv, and then there was a Shinu. In the later Deiras, there was a Shinu, Minag Neodom, but the Chachomim were very Misakim, Heseve, because of the universal practice of Heseve by Bnei Chayrim. So Mimele, even though today, it's not expressive of Chayrus, but that is a Takone, so even though the Tav is not Chayach, but it's a Takone. That's the Tav ob der Rishayim wo achir kan der Avio, wo achir kan Avio. Mashayim kem in Gabi Mumen. So since, his name is Bailo, so it wasn't the Derech of women to be Meisiv, so me Meile, they didn't come within the Takone of Chayim, of the same Derech. But the Shilte says another Pshat. It's the same thing. Umifores b'shilte the Rav Achoye, la'adar ke yedina shem Meisiv. So again, so because the first time is that it's not the Rechius on account of the of Emes Bailo, and the Kohen Yeshut is not because of Emes Bailo, because it's not the Derech of Noshi. So it's not the Rechius, it's not the expression of Rechius for Noshi. Now, v'isho yitzol Bailo, Bailo say, v'isho chshuvi, so it's Richa say, but if she's a Richa chshuvo, then she requires it. Now the Ramo, the Mordechai says, and the Ramo passes the Klaloche, and that should be announced, is this Mordechai and the Ramo. Noshim shalonu kulam chshuvim. So that's what the Ramo passes. Still the Ramo says that Noshim, they are not named to be Nazi. Why he says, mit nishem seimchis al ravio. So how is it that just the Noshim are Simchis and Ravio and not the Hanoshim? That's a question. But this is what Ramo says. Noshim shalonu kulam chshuvisei. Loi noa gulo seif mit nishem Simchis al Ravio. The bizma hazeh in Eichu. So why aren't men, why don't men rely on Ravio? אך לנוהג להוסי, וכל אנושים שלא נומית חשובת. מרדכי ורבי נירוחי, אך לנוהג להוסי, כי סומכו על דבר רביו, וכוסף, ובזמן הזה, אין להוסי. Something that's strange. So why aren't the אנושים seen לך מרביו? It's the same thing if they are כולם חשובת. So apparently, you see, now the רביו שיטי is, that even Bizma Azeh there is a Chiyuv HaSeidah. But the Ravyo is not Chilik on the Mitzias. The Mitzias is, I mean the Rishay. The Ad Rishayim are Chilik on the Ravyo. But the Ad Rishayim are Chilik on the Ravyo are not Chilik on the Mitzias. The Mitzias is, as the Ravyo says, that today, so HaSeidah is not an expression of Chayus. So why do they say that even today there is a Chiyuv HaSeidah, because they hold there was a special takone. True, the takone is based upon Chayus, but it's a special takone. So even though it's not an expression of Chayus, so it still applies. So Mimele, Gabi Noshim, since the average woman, Bizman Chazal was not a Chiyuv. So that means, but Gabi, now today there shouldn't be a Chiyuv HaSeidah for men or for women. But the Rishayim were Achilik and the Ravio, so they say there was a special takon. So that Chiyuv remains, even though the Tam is not Chayach. So when was there a special takon in regard to men, there was a special takon. Mashayik in regard to women. So Bizman Chazal, when the Tanoim were Misake, the Chiyuv of the Seibe. So at that time, so the all the Noshim were not Chiyuvets. So there was no special takon that imposed the chiyuv on every woman to be meisiv. But if they had, so if, let's say, Bizman Hazeh too, it would be the derech of women to be meisiv, they would be mechuyev. But since Bizman Hazeh, it's not an expression of chiyuv, but men is mechuyev according to the Rishayim v'Achilik and Ravyo, because there was a special takone in regard to men. So the special takone was in regard to men. But in regard to women, there was no special takone because Bizman Chazal, so not all the Noshim were Chshuvos. Now, the Chshuvos, when he say, Chol HaNoshim Shalonu Mikre Chshuvos, so it doesn't mean because the Noshim Shalonu have a higher IQ than the Noshim Bizman Chazal. Because Chshuvos doesn't depend upon the IQ. not upon the intellectual or spiritual status. Chshuvos means who dominates. That's what it means. So Chalanoshim Shalom Chshuvos, so before the women's lived. So the women already began to dominate, apparently. So that's why it's Chalanoshim Shalom Chshuvos. How many this will have it? So in other words, actually we could argue that the Ben Tzolovi, since he's Mechuyev B'Kovet, will be made of Ovin, so he shouldn't require a Seif. But a father is certainly Mechuyev, his son. So because of that, Ben Tzolovi, so boy is it. He boy alone. How many this will have it, Mahal? Tosh. The Omar Abaye, the Abiyan Bimah, Rabbi Rabbi, Zagnimon Abirche Da Adon. So we were living on each one's knees. Kassina Rebbe Rabbi Yitzel, Omar Lomoy Tzrachis. We didn't get Meire Rabko Ki Meire Shaman. Ki Meire Shaman. But Ishimi Boris the Rol, so the reason is that an Av is Meir. An Av, so every Av is Meir. But not every Rebbe is Meir. So because of that, so a Talmud is a rabbi does not require a same day. And Ovitz of Meir requires it. Meisrei Mahaki Rodo Meisrei Vafil Talmud is a rabbi. Vafil Talmud is a rabbi. It's Titania Ayi Vishulti Benad. So that is reference a, let's say, a carpenter's Talmud. Now one who is who if someone teaches a trade to another, so that kind of economy requires it. Now the reason as to why a Talmid Rabbe does not require a seder, so it's not because Machmas the mitzvah of Meir Rabkot Meir Shomayim, so it's also to be made. Because we see Omar Abayik, Avinu Mimar, Zakim, Abichad, Adado. Ki Asinu Mibir, Avi Yisir, Omar Moitzrachis. Someone else. So he said, Moitzrachis. It didn't happen. In other words, it wasn't awesome. Now, if Rabbe had been Makti, for any of his Talmidim to sit like the Bechirin in his presence, so then it should have been awesome. So he wasn't marked. If he wasn't marked, so why was it different than Ben Tzolovi? A Ben is also Mechuyev B'Meir Ovi. But every Av is not is Mechu, is not marked. Every Av is not marked. So but here Rabbi obviously was not marked. Rabbi was the Rebbe. Rabbi would be marked, that's Rabbi. So obviously he wasn't marked. Because in his presence they did it. And the old leave is on the knees of each other. So he saw that. So he wasn't marked. If he was marked, he would say. And then, if he was marked, so why should the Rabbeinu express himself that way? It's chachisu. It's not necessary, in other words. Doesn't matter either way. No, Moneshev. If he was marked, so it was also for them. So it was a chutzpah. So they were acting in a disrespectful way towards Rabbi. And if he wasn't, obviously he was not Makti. So he was not Makti. So why is it different than Ben Tzolovi? Ben Tzolovi, what's the reason as to why Ben Tzolovi? So the reason as to why Talmid Yitzchak Rabbe is not basically, it's not because it's inconsistent to sit like a Ben Chirin in such a relaxed manner, like a Ben Chirin in the presence of the Rebbe. So it's a chutzpah. No, not because of the Yisrael. Even when there is no Yisrael, even when a particular level is not Makdim, so still there is no chiyuv of a seder. Why? Because a seder essentially is the expression of chiyuv. So in other words, we have to act out chiyuv. Suppose someone will make a show. He'll make a show that he is a mecheren. He'll lean on the bed. But he'll be he'll won't feel like a Bechayrin. He'll feel very tense. So then the Eseibe will not be a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chayrus. Eseibe is a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chayrus if, in other words, he reads like as a Bechayrin does, and Bizman, and Bizman Chazal, so that was the derech of Bechayrin, to read. So if he reads as a Bechayrin, and he feels like a Bechayrin. But suppose he overpowers himself. Let's say, Isha itself Bayou. So Bnei is Bayou Kufala. It doesn't mean because she's afraid and unless the husband will hit her. Because of Amos Bayou, so she will not feel relaxed if she reads. She just will not feel relaxed when she'll feel uncomfortable. So Bnei, it's not an expression of Chayus. That's the reason as to why. Because if she's an Ishach Shuvah, an Ishach Shuvah doesn't mean that she's the one done it. Or she's a Titkonis. Ishach Shuvah means that she dominates. She's a dominant figure in the house. So that's the meaning of Ishach Shuvah. So then she feels relaxed. She feels comfortable when she leans, like if Ascher. But if she's not an Ishach Shuvah, if she doesn't dominate, so then, even if she leans, the husband will not do anything to her, and the husband is not even makpid. But if she's not in Yitzchak Shuvo, so she'll feel inhibited when she leans. So the melee, if she feels inhibited, if the leaning is coupled with inhibition, she'll feel uncomfortable. So maybe it's not an expression of chayus. So what we say, but Ben is loving. Because he's so regular to love him, so he always feels at home. So Mimele, it's not just that the father is meichel. In view of the fact that every father is not makti, not just this particular father, every father is not makti. And let's say if a certain father will be makti, so he will be considered as a wild person. If a certain father will be makti against his son when the son leans, so Mimele, when the son in the presence of the father leans. He's not. He feels very comfortable. He's very relaxed. He's not inhibited. Masha'im came. Talmud is a rabbi. So true, rabbi was not makpid against them. He saw them leaning on each other's knees, and he wasn't makpid because rabbi was a very tolerant person, and he wasn't makpid. But the talmidim themselves were uncomfortable. Why? Because the average rabbi is makpid. Maybe the average rabbi is not makpid in this particular situation because there is a mitzvah of the same day. But in any other circumstance, so a rabbi is makpid when the Talmud sits like a big man in his presence and he leans like a bechir. So, I mean, in any other situation, not where the mitzvah is involved. So he would be makpid. So maybe even if an account of the peculiar circumstances of the situation, because it is Seder night, so the Rebbe is not makpid, but the Talmid is psychologically feels inhibited and is uncomfortable, so it's not an expression of chaos. So he was not mikayim any mitzvah. So that's why, but the mitzvah there wasn't. It was no chutzpah, because Rabbi certainly was meichel them. He didn't say anything to them. So that's why Rabbi Yosef said, Voitzerechis. So it's all, that all shows that Derech Chayrus is not just a town. No, that's a Kima Mitzvah. And even the Rishenim who are Chilik and Rabbio, and who say that even Bizman Hazeh, when it's not the Derech of Mechilim to be Meisev, we are still Mechilim. Why? Because there was a special Takoneh. So they hold that since that in the time when the Takoneh was made, it was an expression of Chayrus. So maybe even though now there was a Shira Akeva Miodom, and it's not symbolic of Chayrus, so Al-Bedin is considered a Kiyum of Chayrus. But there couldn't be a Kiyum HaMitzvah of a Seide, not by way of an expression of Chayrus. That couldn't be. So because of that, we say Isha Yitul Bayro, Istam Isha, Bizman Chazal, so was not the dominant figure in the house. You see that Bizman of the Rishayim of Rabbi Yehuche, so the average woman, the average Jewish woman was already a dominant figure of the house. Bizman of the Rishayim. But Bizman Chazal apparently, they were not the dominant figure of the house. The husband was the dominant figure of the house, not the woman. So Mimele, so it's not that the husband She was afraid of the husband. When he says, even Vaira, the Rashbam doesn't, his name is Vaira, that the woman was afraid lest the husband will slap her face. Even Vaira means respect, reverence, Eimon. So Eimon, the sense of reverence. So Meila, because there was so much reverence toward the husband, that if the wife did was Meisef, so she wasn't comfortable. She was inhibited. She would have been much more comfortable if she wasn't Meisef. So what kind of an expression of chaos is it? So it's only a show of chaos. So it's not natural, it's not a natural expression of chaos. So it's just a show of chaos. A show of chaos does not constitute a kima mitzvah of chaos. A show of chaos. If somebody dresses up, let's say, with a crown, you know, and with a gown, so that doesn't mean that it's an expression of chaos.
Yeah.
Is anyone uncomfortable
when he's
not
comfortable?
What do you mean uncomfortable?
Difficult for
him
to make the
cup, I mean. No, so that's, but not, no psychological unpleasantness, just physical difficulty. So that's not inconsistent with chaos. But if it's uncomfortable psychologically, because of certain inhibitions, he feels unpleasant. So then, that is inconsistent with the expression of chaos. But if it is uncomfortable for him, because not psychological, not for psychological reasons, but because he's very heavy, so in other words, so every movement is difficult for him. So of course, so leaning on the left side is a movement like any other movement. So that's not inconsistent with chaos. Now, let's see what Rashi says. Kimir Shomai, Vichsi, as a Shem of Yapatiro, the Rabbi Salmir Hachon. He showed me the Rabbi of Mir Shomai. Now, the same thing. So Rashi says, the Rabbi Sanhedrin is funny. In other words, because the Chemi Am is saying, you know, David is collecting the Zero, Kibi Shehidu is a Shem of Yahoo, Zero, Pirate. So, Achibor Abachivo, Mido Rashi, and Yahoo, Zero, Alcom, and Chomi. So Rashi, this is the Rashbam. But here, the Chomi is Rashi. So he says, the Rabbi Sanhedrin is funny. Shehidu, not Chomi, Mido Shomali. And cases in Burakami also say, so in other words, all these Rishayim emphasize that even though the Gemara doesn't say Achibo, Arakiva, Vidora, Shemokia, Rakiva, Le Rabbeis, 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 Rabbeiso, but Le Rabbeis, Tamil Chachomim, so you could say, it doesn't have reference back to the Rebbe. Any Tamil Chochem who is not one's Rebbe. But you see that Rashi here, Rashbam, and cases in Bolotame, they all emphasize that the Chiyuv of Meire applies only to a Rebbe, not to a Tam Tochem, who is not a Rebbe. Suppose someone is a Tam Tochem, but he is not my Rebbe. So, there is no Chiyuv of Meire. And the Rambam also says that Stam a Tam Tochem, who is not a Rebbe, there is a Chiyuv to give him Kovet, but not Meire. That Meire, that's the Chiyuv of Kovet is implicit in the passage of the Seva Tokom. So Tokom doesn't mean just stand up, I mean stand up is an expression. Standing up is an expression of trivium, but it means you have to give cover. But no meira. Meira means reverence. Meira doesn't mean fear. It means reverence. Reverence, that is, that chiyuv of reverence is due to a reverence, not to a Tam Chochem, who is not a Rebbe. I think that Rashi is Perush and Pirkei Avos. So has two shot, has two Perush. So Rashi there has two shot. One shot is like Rashi here on Sochit, that essentially Kehatiro, the Rabbi Tam Chachomi, is reference only to the Rebbe. And another shot from another Rosh in Rashi in Pirkei Avos, it's Mashma, that the Chiyuv of Meire is due to every Tam Chochem, not after Rebbe. But most Rishayim, they emphasize that the Chiyuv of Meire, the Rambam said it is Ram Mitzvah explicitly, and other Rishayim, and Rashi here, and Rashbam here, Tesis, Borokam, they all emphasize that Meire is due only to Rebbe, not Tam Chochem, not Rebbe. Unless, so that Rishayim comes out, someone is Tam Chochem Mufrad Vidrash, be there. In other words, God Lador. So then, even if he's not a Rebbe, he has a din of a Rebbe. He has a din of a Kalimot.
he's in Rabbi. But if he's not a Tamutrocha Mufta, it's just a Tamutrocha, and he's not a Rabbi, so then there is a chiyuv of covetory, but not a chiyuv of me. Now, here, we say, because, as I said before, it's not. Now, this is mentioned by the Sheikh, that let's say, suppose someone who is not a Tamutrocha is at the same there of the Talmud Chochem. But the Talmud Chochem, the host, is not Israel, just a friend, not Israel. So then he requires it. Why? Because the Halacha that is potter of the Seder, so it's not it too. The reason is why Talmud is your rabbi does not require a Seder, so it's not it too. It's not it too. But because the Seder is not an expression of chayus. That's the reason. Not that it's a tool. The Seder is not an expression of chayus. So when is the Seder not an expression of chayus? When is the Seder not an expression of chayus? It is when there is a meaning of meir. But we have it on Chochem, there is no aloha of meir, there is only aloha of kovet. So meir, so a Seder is not inconsistent with Kovet. It's inconsistent with Meire. Because Meire means reverence. What does it mean? Reverence. In other words, he has to regard the Rebbe as someone who is much superior to him. So the Meire, psychologically, he would feel very unpleasant if he sits like a prince in the presence of the Rebbe for whom he has reverence, whom he considers his superior. But if it's on Chochem, so he's not mechuyev to consider him as his superior. I mean, if he's smart, so he should consider him the Tamchochem his superior anyway. But he doesn't come within the mitzvah of Kovet to consider him his superior. So Mimele, it's not inconsistent with Kovet to sit like a Rebbe. Yeah. Yes.
So the whole term being giving reverence to Rebbe is just thinking that you have to hold them up higher than normal.
No, of course it's not only in thinking. The mitzvah of Meir manifests itself in thinking and in talking and in behaving, in everything. But it all emanates from this attitude. Why do we say, is there a Meir relation came in, everything came in, it doesn't mean that everything is a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah of Meire is to look up, to look towards the Rebbe as someone who is his superior in many ways, in a number of ways. So when a person considers another person as his superior, so naturally he will not be disposed to be Yeshiv Kenei. If you consider someone as your superior, you are psychologically inhibited in spending in space, instead. Psychologically, without it all. But here, all the halachas of the Yeshiv Mekeinei, the Yamed Mekeinei, the Yisrael Zvor, the Achiyah Zvor, so the Poyoshim Achirim, Kishim Rabbei, so the Misham Yishmon, they all emanate from this attitude of reverence. But all these things are required. But why are these things required? Because they naturally emanate from an attitude of reverence that the son has taught his parents or that the family has taught his parents. And that attitude is obligatory. But as far as the statement is concerned, so it doesn't depend upon the chiyuv of Meir. Vorai, now Gemara in Abayi, Iboyeru Shamashi, Toshma, Yavarim Shivim Leibri, Shamashi Ocha Kadayis Matze, כשהוא מייסב יוט, מייסב אין מוי מייסב לי, שמע מן הבועסת, שמע מן. But it was a bias. Why? If the whole halacha, the Talmud of the Rabbi Tzorach HaSeidah is based upon the Yisea, so there is certainly no halacha of Meire on the part of the waiter towards his boss. I mean, there is no such halacha. The answer is, the reason is why Talmud Rabbi Tzorach HaSeidah is not because it's inconsistent with a certain mitzvah. No, because of the meire that is due from the Talmud to the Rebbe, So a Talmud in the presence of the Rebbe is psychologically inhibited in this. So the Gemara is not by a waiter vis-a-vis his boss is not mechuyev imeiret, but maybe psychologically he's just as inhibited. It's reasonable for him to be just as inhibited as a Talmud in the presence of the Rebbe is. So the Gemara says, now, so the question is, so why is it? Is it because a waiter is not inhibited? He's not inhibited. So then to follow, suppose Tevav Mirodom can change? Now suppose, I mean, the human nature will change and the respect from the waiter to a boss will be so great, I mean, that there will be much more inhibited, you know, to sit in a relaxed manner as a decherin in the presence of his boss than it is for a Talmud to sit in the presence of a rabbi. I mean, suppose human nature will change in a double way. I mean, in one way, it's more likely to change than the other way. Suppose, I mean, a human nature will change that a Talmud will not feel inhibited in the presence of his rabbi in any way. So will that mean that a Talmud will be mechuyev v'seveh in the waiter, who on the contrary will not be mechuyev the same thing? Nishtamu tevav mi'odam? No, it's not nishtamu like that. Because when Gemara asked the kasha, Shabbos Shmai, so if the shayla had been a shayla of mitzias, he is a waiter in the presence of his boss, so overtaken by awe and reverence that he is psychologically inhibited and he feels unpleasant in sitting in a relaxed manner as a dechelim, or not, so then the Gemara's answer should be, it depends upon the particular waiter. So, I mean, there could be waiters who probably, I mean, standing such awe before the boss, I mean, that they couldn't even concentrate on figuring out how much 2 times 2 is. So, why is there a general aloche that Shamish So it applies to everybody. So the answer is, it doesn't, the attitude of the particular Talmud, of the particular waiter in question, is not important. What is important is whether this attitude, of course, we can visualize many waiters who have such awe and reverence for their boss that the mamish could not concentrate in the presence of their boss if they sit in a relaxed manner. But that wouldn't bother them, what they say, because if they have this attitude, so it's an irrational attitude. It's an unreasonable attitude. Maybe I shouldn't say irrational. I'm not a psychiatrist. I mean to say irrational. So I'll just say unreasonable. So it's an unreasonable attitude. It's a silly attitude. So maybe if this inhibition and the feeling of unpleasantness in the presence of the boss is unreasonable, so then it doesn't matter. So then it's not inconsistent. It's not inconsistent with an expression of chayus. When is it inconsistent with chayus if this attitude of unpleasantness and of being inhibited in the presence of another person is reasonable? So that's why we say Ben Itzlobi. Now Ben Itzlobi Torah say. Now couldn't we visualize a son who has such awe and reverence for his father that the mamish could not be comfortable in the presence of to sit in a relaxed manner in the presence of his father? We could visualize, but even such a son who has a certain emotional problems and who is very, very uncomfortable in the presence of his father, he is also mechuyev the same way. Because if he has such an attitude, so it is problem, so it's unreasonable on his part. He doesn't take it as a normal person, as a normal son. He doesn't have a normal attitude toward his father. Because a normal son, the average normal son, feels relaxed in the presence of his father. Even though he is mechuyev, be made all the relaxed. So if a certain son feels unrelaxed to sit in a relaxed manner in the presence of his father, so it's an unreasonable attitude. So if it's an unreasonable attitude, it's not inconsistent with chaos. But where it's reasonable, then it's inconsistent with chaos. So Talmud with the Rabbi, it's reasonable to feel unrelaxed in the presence of the Father, to sit as a chayr in the presence of the Rebbe. So it's reasonable to have this attitude. So melee, it's inconsistent with chaos. So it's no kima mitzvah of chaos. So that's the value. So in other words, the Gemara doesn't say it depends upon the particular waiter. No, it doesn't depend. All right. Shmami. Shmami, you're going to say the Shmami. Bifnei Rabbi Yitzhak HaSeh. Nireh Dov Yibiru Rabbi Nami Yitzhak. To Igora Mirabi Achti. Miyu Stamo Milami. So at first they said that Obidu Rabbi Nami Yitzhak. To Igora Mirabi Achti. But then takes his chayze. He said, Miyu Stamo Milami Yitzhak. Kidam Yitzhak Rami Yitzhak. Shabbat Yitzhak Rami Yitzhak. He's a minute. But how will you explain it on the basis of one day? How will you explain it? After all, I mean, just because the Ben is not only a Ben, it's also a Talmid. So because of that, he is mechuyev less in Kovet Meire than a Talmid who is just a Talmid, and not on the contrary. He is bound by two chiyuvim of Meire. The answer is, it doesn't depend upon the mitzvah of Meire. It depends upon the psychological attitude, the reasonable psychological attitude, not the unreasonable psychological attitude. The unreasonable psychological attitude, so it's not shaykh. I mean, sometimes you have a certain man who, for one reason or another, feels very inhibited in the presence of another person. Not because he's superior, he just feels so. So that doesn't mean that he's put out of a safety in the presence of another person. All right. The Omar. All right. Just this is the Omar. The Omar be sure that Noshim Chayobes the Alba Kinsis alone. Sha'afin hoyu beisarek. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Rashi explains it in the Rashbam explains it. Sha'afin hoyu beisarek. Kida amrimam misanoshim tukon yeshe beitzi adon go. Vichin gabi mitchon zuro nami amrimon hoche. Yimishum dal bi esten go. Vichin gabi nechamit. Yisech shab. So the reason is why Noshim amrimam is because Afin hoyu beisarek. But if not for the time of Afin hoyu beisarek, so then Noshim would be Ptoret. Why should it be Ptoret? Because it's the general principle of Mises Shazman Gomeh. Mises Shazman Gomeh, Noshim is Ptoret. So we see from all these Gemores, we see that the clause that Mises Shazman Gomeh, Noshim is Ptoret, applies not only to Mises Shazman Gomeh, the Raisin, but it applies to Mises Shazman Gomeh, the Rabbon, because there is a Rashi in Bochet, which is the other way. So I mean, so for all the Rishayim Achilik on the Rashi. So there are other Rishayim, but this Gemara is also a Rishayim. Now, Abba Kinsis is a Mitzvah Rabbono, Abba Kinsis. Abba Kinsis is a Mitzvah Rabbono. And still, all right, we come to as you can say, so that the Rishayim, the Dibre Kabbalah, and especially the Dibre. So he is the Dibre with the Rishayim. But Chanukah is Abba Kinsis. So that's certainly a Rabbono. And we have to resort to the town of Avenis Anes, otherwise we would be potter. So we see, so that's a kasha against slashing one. So we see that the aloche of Mrs. Mangom and Oshitura is applied even to Mrs. Rabbi. But we have in Achorikis, took shot, what the king of Avenis Anes. So Rashi said Avenis Anes is because they had a primary role in the world. The primary role. But, and then Rashbam, Shafim is an Edom, is a Seike, is Hanoshi, is Kondi, is Shoyd, is a Dom, go. Yechein, that we need from the Gilom, or we should know the Esther, or Yechein, that we can't go because of Yehudi. So it's also, so they have a prime, they play the primary role in the rest. But there is another Shafim Shem. So let's see the basis. Holy days on it. Pirush Rashi form. So shall yoga miga. The chayim gilay al diest. Or the chanek al diut. Because the af mashma sheinu miket. So then the more should take a hey holy days on it. Hey holy days on it. They are the primary. They have the primary role in this more than men. So they the shall we call is. Shaftein hoyu bin tisofet, mashma beisi sakon, yule hashki yule hariko abu. Yehoda amrino osu namoet, so this is shaftein is not a business because they were responsible for this. They were involved in it just like the men. They were the same sakon. So, then this says, Yehoda amrino mbikturi tisuke apotaram yaftein hoyu beisi sakon, ki bisuke si shaftein, hosom diese gereinu. אבל בארכית זה רבונו, תקנו גם לנושא, כאילו שהוא יודע שם. זה תקנו את הזיקה שלהם, זה תקנו את הזיקה שלהם, תקנו את הזיקה שלהם, תקנו את הזיקה שלהם, so but there is a variance between this is Teresia and this is Teresia here, there is a slight variance. So the question is, why do we have to resolve? No, not why do we have to resolve. That's the question, that's the other question that this is Teresia. But this discussion here, individually, now, seems there is a law that a female is an ex, is Nechayim, Noshi. That's just one comment, so Noshi should be Nechayim in the middle of Sukkah, in the middle of Sukkah, so it's because a female is an ex. So Teitzle says, this is the parents, because that's the right. In other words, the whole cloud, that a female Yibris Anes is Mechayet, Noshim, even though it's Man Gomeh, is only Shayach in the Rabbonot. But it doesn't apply to the Raisis. It only applies to the Rabbonot. It doesn't apply to the Raisis. So, and Tzuki is into the Raisis. So the male, even though it's a female Yibris Anes, so Noshim must look to it. Now, in Megillah, Teitzes mentions another text by Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. No one has any more to do yet. Here I think that's another kasha. Besides this kasha, why this kasha is why I'm not sure to use a psuki. But there in here, so besides this kasha, this is another kasha. By matze, we say no shilamu for everybody. Why? It's a mistake. I'm not sure to do it. You never say it. ככל שיש לי מרתיחות חומץ, יש לי ביקום אחר מעט. יש לי ביקום אחר מעט. So, since נושים המוזר, המייסר החומץ, זה גם מחוי יביא עשר מעט. זה סרט בקעה של, why do we have to resort to the special דרושה, ככל שיש לי מרתיחות חומץ, without the special דרושה, בקעת מרתיחות חומץ, אחרי לא תסנת. So their case is, gives a similar text. Similar, but not the same. In Yishleima, Yishum Hai Tai Melo Yechai Velo Yechai Velo Yechai Velo Yechai Velo. You are on occasion. There is a difference between the washing here and the washing here. Because here they say that Athena Yishanes he has a bearing only on Mitzvah the Rabbono, not on Mitzvah the Reif. In Yishleima, they say, I think not that a thing only this has applied only to Mrs. Rabbono, not to Mrs. Rabbono. From the Russian of Texas in the Gilead, it's much more that a thing only this is a sufficient term to be Mechayev Noshim, even in the Mrs. Rabbono, but only the Rabbono. So the reason as to why we have to resort to a posse. Of course, to be advised that Noshim HaMechuyev Midrayis in Yidin Matzeh. If not for that Roshe, they still would be Mechuyev, but only in Yidin Matzeh, but only in Rabbon. You see, this is what Teisha says in here. But from the Roshim of Teisha here, it's much more different. That if not, in other words, the same parents that Teisha, all right, here Teisha doesn't discuss that part, but the Roshim of Teisha, could be used as a character on the other kasha also. In other words, what does Teitzes say? Teitzes says here, Πόσο πρέπει να μεγαλύτερο. Άλλο να αποκτήσει τον αγώνα. Τι σημαίνει να μιλήσει, τι σημαίνει να μιλήσει. So this is why here, that word